KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's take a look at some of that cross-country action from last night. Qualifying meets for the state tournament yesterday afternoon. Atlantic cross-country runners Taylor McCready and Jalen Peterson both qualified for the state cross-country championships in Fort Dodge with their performances in the regional qualifying meets in Atlantic on Thursday. In the girls' race, McCready was able to come away with a fifth-place finish with a time of 20 minutes, 23.9 seconds. In the boys' race, Peterson came away with an eighth-place finish with a time of 17:26.24. McCready was glad about qualifying, but was really disappointed that the team came up short of qualifying by just 12 points.
Yeah, it felt amazing, but I'm really upset right now that we didn't make it as a team because we worked so hard this season, and that was one of our goals. But, you know, we'll be back next year. We lost a senior, Emily Swogling, but other than that, we'll be back next year. Definitely the back hill. That definitely killed me, but I tried to push through it as much as I could because I knew I was almost done, and just tried my best.
Peterson said coming around that final bend, the sense of accomplishment came over him.
Feels pretty good. I came around that final curve and it just hit me, and I just got a big grin on my face and finished strong. I knew that I'd be probably in the top 10, so I just tried to get up there with those guys up front and was able to do that at the beginning and then just held on. Second mile kind of seemed long, but once you got through that, then it was there's just one hill on the back where I was just thinking, man, this is the last big hill. After that, it's all downhill from here. So just try to get through that, and once I got through that, just put it on cruise control.
Atlantic coach Dan Vargason said he was proud of the effort this team's put forth.
I'm very proud of the way that Taylor and Jalen ran. You know, coming in, obviously, we expected both to be in the mix. But, you know, at the end of the day, you have to go out and prove it and earn it. And it takes a special kid to do that, so I was proud of both of them and the way they ran. Course is very tough. A lot of people were struggling with it, so I was very happy to see them two battle and get themselves to state. You know, I think, again, it comes back to hills a little bit. You know, we had quite a few more. They weren't necessarily huge hills. They were just right at the time where you don't want to be running a hill. You know, quality competition across the board. So, you know, you throw in a lot of good individuals and you throw in some solid teams and you put it all together, and it just makes for a competitive environment.
State meet will be held on Saturday, October 28th in Fort Dodge. Ballard, Glenwood, and Denison were the three girls' teams that qualified, with the top three going on to state. Individually, Reagan Anderson of Denison was the girls' champion. Her teammate Ellie Mendlick also finished fourth yesterday. Creston's Braylon Baker was eighth. Harlan's Gracely Castor finishing ninth. Creston's Brielle Baker was 11th. Glenwood's Lacey Jackson, 12th. Harlan's Brecken Van Bale was 13th, while Glenwood had Kate Kaufman and Caitlin Malcolm finishing 14th and 15th yesterday. Boys' teams, Carlisle, Bondurant, and ADM, the top three. They all move on to state. ADM's Nate Muller was the individual champion, also in the top 10 yesterday, in addition to Peterson at 8, Parson Covington of Glenwood placing 11th. His teammate Mason Parks was 13th, and Clayton Stafford of Creston, 14th. Also in a 2A meet held at Lake City Country Club yesterday, on the boys' side, Spencer Moon of South Central Calhoun was the individual champion. Among the area qualifiers, Adam Thompson of Southwest Iowa, who is 4th, Red Oaks' Liam Eubank was 10th, Tyler Halloran of Clarinda, 11th. Noah Jorgensen of Southwest Iowa was 12th, and Nick Stanley of Shenandoah placing 13th. The teams that qualify, Sheldon, Okoboji, and it was also Applington Parkersburg, the top three. On the girls' side up at Lake City yesterday in 2A, among the area qualifiers, Shenandoah's Brenna Goodfried, also Red Oaks' Alexa McCunn, Jewel Boy, and Chloe DeVries all finishing in the top 11. Shenandoah's Carly Manrose was 13th, and Adriana Holmes of Shenandoah was 15th. On the boys' side, or also the teams, Shenandoah, Milford Okoboji, and Applington Parkersburg, the three teams that qualified. Moving over to Holstein in Class 1A yesterday, on the girls' side, Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center was the individual champion. Other top 15 finishers include Kate Crawford of ACGC second, Taylor Spohr of Logan Magnolia third, Emma Swanson of ACGC was fourth, Gracie Springman of St. Albert fifth, Lauren Embleton of ACGC placing 7th. Marissa Brendan of Logan Magnolia was 10th. Right behind her teammate, Erica Nolting. They all qualify for state. Logan Magnolia, Alta Aurelia, and St. Edmund were the top three teams there. Also at Holstein on the boys' side, Noah Nelson of ACGC was the champion. Also in the top 15, Leo Garrigan of St. Albert was 6th. Justin Ambrose of Boyer Valley 7th. Joe Weber of Boyer Valley 12th. Bennett Heisterkamp of St. Albert, 13th, and Brett McGee of Tri-Center was 14th. Tri-Center, ACGC, and St. Albert were the top three boys' teams advancing on to state. Also yesterday in a 1A meet at Mount Air, East Mills' Jeanette Schraft was the individual champion. Bunch of area qualifiers from that meet was Bedford's Emma Lucas was second, Panorama's Ella Waddle third, Alexis Post of Riverside was fourth, Brenna Thompson of Baxter finishing fifth. Also locally, Heidi Hall of AHSTW, Devin Kemble, Gwen Steffen, and Brianna Hoffman of Panorama, Olivia Steffen of Panorama, Peyton Spohr of IKM Manning, Reagan Weinheimer and Sophia Broers of Nottoway Valley also were individual state qualifiers. Panorama, Baxter, and AHSTW were the top three teams moving on. On the boys' side of Mount Air, Evan Wilson of Exira EHK was the individual champion. Also advancing, Bryson Wallace and Skylar Rawlings of Nottoway Valley. They were second and third. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer, who was fourth. Nottoway Valley's Tyler Braheny and Joshua Bowdler placing fifth and sixth. Panorama's Josh Karstens was eighth. Also, Audubon's Cade Jensen placing 13th overall. Cam's Dakota Holiday was 14th, and AHSTW's Dalton Fisher was 15th to advance. Nottoway Valley, Woodward Academy, and Earlham, the top three teams in that meet. Now to football, where the Cam Cougars football team travels to Tabor tonight to face the Fremont Mills Knights with a playoff spot on the line. The winner grabs the runner-up spot in 8-man District 7 behind Sydney. The Cougars put themselves in that position to win and get in with a big home game win last week over Exira EHK. Cam has battled through a load of big injuries this season, and head coach Joe Woolham said that's brought his team close.
The adversity, like you said, the injuries have really made us come together as a team, and, you know, that's been fun to watch. You know, there hasn't been a day of practice, even after all these injuries of guys coming back, you know, complaining and saying, what if? They just, you know, kept working hard, and, you know, it's really brought us together. Probably the closest group, you know, we've had here for a long time. So, and, you know, the guys are still excited, and, you know, we still have a ton to play for.
Well, Fremont Mills has put up some big offensive numbers behind their star quarterback, Mason Venata, and Coach Woolham wants his defense to be able to slow him down and the Knights to give them a chance to have the victory.
We got to figure out, you know, what they're doing out of each formation. That'll kind of help us a little bit, kind of have a heads up on where the ball's going. So our guys got to really pay attention to detail when they're out there on defense, knowing where everybody's lined up and can get us in the best play call possible to, you know, slow them down. You know, we're not going to be able to shut a team like Fremont Mills out. We understand that, you know, but we need to limit them to score. You know, you got to keep them in the 30s or under for us to have a chance.
Cam has a dynamic quarterback of their own in senior Thomas Hensley, and coach Jerry Christensen of Fremont Mills says they're not sure how you slow him down, but they do need to try to contain him.
We're going to try to just contain him in the football at the line of scrimmage. Obviously, we got to get pressure on him, but as athletic as he is, it's got to be controlled pressure. At any given time, he can take off and go forward, backwards. So we got to be able to break down and make some plays on him to try to keep in this ball game.
Well, that'll be our broadcast game tonight, Cougars and the Knights here on KJAN. Pregame 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Our pick'em show, Who's Going to Win, is at 6 this evening. You can catch all the action with Chris and Mike live here tonight on the radio. The Atlantic Trojans will finish off the 2017 football season with a home game against Harlan tonight. The senior class was able to place their stamp on a program improvement with a win last week at Carroll that guaranteed them the first winning season since 2012. They don't want to stop there, though. They'll look to knock off the sixth-ranked Cyclones to put an exclamation point on their season. In order to get a win, the Trojans will have to slow down Harlan star running back Nick Foss, who's rushed for 1,464 yards and 24 touchdowns. Foss has also caught 9 passes for 205 yards and 3 more scores. Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott said the Trojans know what he brings to the game.
Harlan wants to run the ball. They got the great back in Nick Foss. He's just tremendous vision, good speed, and just his power too. When he gets to the perimeter, he'll stiff arm you. He'll you know, spin and weave and just run right through guys too. So we've got to stop the run, kind of a little bit like last week, but a different type of back who has some speed, which is really scary, and then hopefully get them to throw the football.
A game tonight at the Trojan Bowl, 7:30 is kickoff. Harlan's already locked up the district title. Atlantic trying to make a mark here at the end of the season. Well, Derek Carr threw a 2-yard touchdown pass to Michael Crabtree on the final play after the game was extended by 2 straight defensive holding calls, and the Oakland Raiders snapped a 4-game losing streak with a 31-30 victory over the Kansas City Chiefs last night. With their season on the line following their recent slump, Carr led an 85-yard touchdown drive in the final 2:25 to give the Raiders the thrilling comeback win in a game they trailed by 9 points heading into the fourth quarter. Riley Ferguson threw for 471 yards and had a 21-yard TD pass with 128 left. Patrick Taylor rushed for a career-high 4 touchdowns as number 25 Memphis overcame a 17-point deficit to beat Houston in college football last night, 42-38. Kike Hernandez homered 3 times and drove in 7 runs, and the Los Angeles Dodgers romped past the Chicago Cubs 11-1 last night behind Clayton Kershaw to reach the World Series for the first time in almost 3 decades. Kershaw breezed through 6 crisp innings, and Cody Bellinger had 3 hits as Los Angeles ended Chicago's title defense with a dominant performance in Game 5 of the National League Championship Series. That's the first pennant for one of baseball's most storied franchises since Hall of Famer Tommy Lasorda managed Los Angeles to its last championship in 1988. The Dodgers will host the Yankees or the Astros in Game 1 of the World Series on Tuesday night. Joe Girardi says the Yankees would have preferred not having an off day Thursday after winning 3 straight home games to take a 3-2 lead in the AL Championship Series. Houston manager A.J. Hinch certainly has no sympathy because his team knows that feeling. The Astros won the first 2 ALCS games at home last week before an off day stopped their momentum. Game 6 is set for tonight. Neither team held a formal workout yesterday at Minute Maid Park after games the previous 3 days at Yankee Stadium. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.